Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a really useful old-school DNB trick called vinyl heat. The idea is simple. Make your impact sounds feel like they've lived a little, like they came off a worn record, a dubplate, or a battered white label that's been rinsed in a club system 100 times. But the important part is this. We want character, not mush. Punch, clarity, and sub-discipline still matter. This is especially useful in jungle, rollers, darker DNB and DJ tool style arrangements, where texture and attitude are part of the groove. A perfectly clean hit can sometimes feel too modern, too digital, too polite. A little controlled age can make the whole thing feel more physical and believable. In this lesson, we're staying inside stock devices only, using Ableton Live 12 to build a reusable vinyl heat chain. You can use it on snare slams, break chops, reverse swells, bass stabs, transition hits, and intro or outro textures. The goal is not to degrade your whole track. We're just polishing selected moments so they feel dusty, warm, and a little worn in. First thing, decide where this effect lives in your session. For most DNB workflows, I recommend using a return track. That gives you flexibility, and it lets you blend the effect in parallel instead of destroying the original sound. You can also use a group chain if you want a whole drum or FX bus to share the same character. But for most cases, start with a return track named Vinyl Heat. On that return, build a chain with EQ8, saturator, drum bus, vinyl distortion, auto filter, and utility. That's the core setup. Nothing fancy, just stock tools doing very specific jobs. And right away, a teacher tip here. Think layered age, not one giant effect. The best vinyl style processing usually comes from several small degradations working together. Slightly dulled top end, a bit of harmonic push, tiny bit of timing smear, and a controlled stereo image. That's what sells it. Before you process anything, choose the right source. Not every sound needs this treatment. It works best on short snare hits, rim shots, chopped break accents, crash pings, bass stabs with some mid-range body, reversed fills, and transition noise. If your sound is already super thin, fix the source first. Layer a little noise burst, shorten the decay, or pick a sample with more body. Vinyl heat works best when the sound already has some personality. Now let's start shaping the tone. Put EQ8 first. This is where you protect the low end and keep the dirt focused. For most impact sounds, high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the source. If it's a snare or break hit, you might go around 150 Hz. If it's a bass stab, you may want to start a bit lower, but only if the dry bass already owns the sub. Then, if the processed sound gets sharp, use a gentle dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it gets too bright overall, low pass somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz. We are aiming for dusty, not fizzy. Next comes saturator. This is where the sound starts to feel more like it's been played through a system instead of copied from a clean sample pack. Start gentle. Try drive around 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on, and keep the output matched so you're comparing fairly. That last part is really important. Saturation often sounds better just because it sounds louder, so always level match when you're judging the chain. If you want more grime for a snare or a break hit, you can push drive higher, maybe 6 to 9 dB, but keep an ear on the transient. If the hit starts to lose its snap, back off a little. For bass stabs, keep it lighter. You want harmonics and edge, not low mid smear. Then add drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for old-school DNB energy because it gives you that slightly compressed, speaker-like push. It can make an impact feel like it's being driven through a proper system. Start with moderate drive, a little crunch if needed, and use damp to stop the top end from getting brittle. For snare and break impacts, keep drive around 8 to 12% and crunch around 4 to 10% as a starting point. If the hit gets too spiky, you can pull the transients down a touch, but be careful. If you lose the snap, reduce the drive or crunch before reaching for more EQ. Usually, the best fix is to control the processing, not flatten the sound. Now we bring in vinyl distortion. This is the obvious name in the chain, but use it surgically. Don't turn your impact into a cartoon broken record effect unless that's truly the vibe you want. A little goes a long way. Use subtle pinch. Very little crackle, and minimal mechanical noise unless you're making an intro texture. Think of this as adding physical artifacts, not fake lo-fi. For a basic setting, keep pinch around 5 to 15%, crackle near 0 to 5%, and drive low to medium. On a return track, this works beautifully because the main hit still lives on the dry path, while the vinyl character sits underneath like age and residue. If you're designing a DJ tool intro or outro, you can push vinyl distortion harder and even automate it. That's a great move. Slowly increase crackle over 4 or 8 bars, or bring up the drive just before a drop, then pull it back at the impact point so the drop lands cleaner. That contrast is huge. It makes the worn section feel intentional, and it makes the drop feel harder because it lands against a cleaner background. After that, use auto filter to help the effect sit in the mix. This is not just about tone. It's about making the processed layer believable. Low pass or band pass can help keep the return track tucked behind the main drums, and a little movement can make it feel more alive. Keep resonance low to moderate so it doesn't whistle. In build-ups or intros, you can automate the cutoff for a subtle DJ-style ride. Think human hands on knobs, not giant obvious sweeps. If you want even more movement, add one of the modulation-style stock devices, but keep it subtle. Chorus ensemble can thicken high mid-impacts. Auto pan can add a very slow wobble if the sound is not monocritical. Simple delay can create a tiny smear that feels like playback blur. Phaser flanger can work on transition hits, but lightly. A good rule here, never widen the layer that carries your punch or your sub. Keep the movement on the texture layer only. A really smart move is to split the duty between a clean transient and a dirty body. Duplicate the sound. Keep one chain mostly dry and punchy. On the duplicate, go harder with the vinyl heat processing. Blend them together. This often sounds better than trying to preserve attack after heavy processing. You get the hit first, then the record like haze follows behind it. That's a very jungle-friendly move. Another pro tip: resample the processed hit. Once you like the vibe, record it to audio, chop the best version, and use it like a custom sample. This gives you a more unique, personal flavor. You can also nudge the start position by a few milliseconds from hit to hit. Tiny timing imperfections can make the groove feel more like real hardware and less like a static loop. Now let's talk about arrangement. This effect works best when it's used like part of the phrasing. For example, in an intro, you might have a filtered break loop with moderate vinyl heat. As you approach the drop, increase the heat on a snare pickup or reverse hit. Then, when the drop lands, pull the effect back so the core kick and snare feel direct and powerful. Later in the tune, bring the heat back on a fill or transition, then strip it away again. That push and pull gives your track movement and makes it feel like a DJ-friendly tune rather than a flat loop. And always, always check mono. Put utility on the return or group and temporarily collapse the width to zero. If the hit falls apart in mono, the effect is too dependent on stereo tricks. In DNB, the groove has to stay solid. If your vinyl heat sounds amazing solo but weakens the main rhythm, it's probably too much. The best version should keep the kick and sub leading the track. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't overprocess the whole drum bus. That's the fastest way to make the mix foggy. Use parallel processing or a return track instead. Second, don't let distortion eat the low end. High pass the effect chain so the sub stays clean. Third, don't make it too bright and fizzy. Old school texture should feel dusty, not harsh. Fourth, don't use heavy vinyl distortion on every sound. Save the stronger settings for fills, transitions, intros, and FX hits. And fifth, don't widen the wrong layer. Keep monocritical elements tight. Here's a nice practical way to think about the vibe. In old school jungle, the best texture often comes from several small degradations, not one giant obvious effect. Slight top-end roll-off, a bit of harmonic push, a touch of smear, a little movement, and a controlled stereo image. That combination feels authentic. It feels like a sound system memory, not a preset. If you want a more aggressive variation, try what I'd call dub plate edge. Use EQ8 to high pass around 150 Hz, add a small dip around 4 kHz, push saturator a bit harder, maybe add a touch of redux for roughness, then use vinyl distortion minimally and keep the whole thing narrow or mono. That one's great for intro tools and switch-up hits. Another strong variation is the clean hit, dirty tail split. Keep one chain crisp for attack, and let the second chain provide the worn-out body and residue. That works especially well on snare slams and reverse impacts. It gives you impact first, atmosphere second. So here's the workflow to remember. Pick a good impact sound. Route it to a vinyl heat return or duplicate it. Shape with EQ8. Add saturation for density. Use drum bus for roundness and speaker pressure. Add a little vinyl distortion for character. Filter the result so the low end stays clean. Add subtle movement if needed. Then blend it in parallel and automate the amount by section. If you want to practice, build three versions of one impact sound. Make one subtle and classy. Make one more obvious for a build, then resample a heavier version for a destructive one-off hit. Check mono, level match, and save the chain as a rack or preset. That way you've got a reusable vinyl heat tool ready for future jungle and old-school DNB sessions. The big takeaway is this. Vinyl heat is about controlled character, not fake nostalgia. Keep the main drums and sub clean. Put the grime on the supporting impact, and automate texture like a DJ riding a mixer. Do that, and your drops, fills, and transitions will feel warmer, rougher, and way more alive. All right, let's move on and start building that chain.